When women reach and men await the reaching, roles are reversed at a profound level of mind. However, in a creation where all biological men and women are both male and female in their natures, there is plenty of 263, chapter 9, sex and relationships room for all ways of getting together which do not break ethical and moral rules of resp and courtesy. Those of Ra talk about sexual polarity, questioner, in the previous material you mentioned magnetic attraction. Would you define and expand upon the term? Ra, I am Ra. We used the term to indicate that in your bisexual natures there is that which is of polarity. This polarity may be seen to be variable according to the, shall we say, male, female polarization of each entity, be each entity biologically male or female. Thus you may see the magnetism which two entities with the appropriate balance, male/female versus female, male polarity, meeting and thus feeling the attraction which polarized forces will exert, one upon the other. This is the strength of the bisexual mechanism. It does not take an of will to decide to feel attraction for one who is oppositely polarized sexually. It will occur in an inevitable sense, giving the free flow of energy a proper, shall we say, avenue. This avenue may be blocked by some distortion toward a belief, condition stating to the entity that this attraction is not desired. However, the basic mechanism functions as simply as would, shall we say, the magnet and the ion. For this attraction is most advantageous for us as spiritual entities, sexuality itself has advantages. The advantages of being polarized are a fruitfulness which one cannot gain without polarity. This may be seen to be literally true in human sexuality, wherein male and female come together to allow the opportunity of the pregnancy to occur, in the sense of working with one's conscious awareness of the passing moments of experience. Polarity is that which livelily encourages the self to move into relationship. The sexual polarity creates a bias towards seeking companionship. The companionship may then move in any of a number of ways, all of which bear fruit in terms of an increased rate of catalyst, and therefore, an increased opportunity to learn from the catalyst. 5. Sexuality begins as a creature of the root chakra. No matter how angelic and heavenly sacramental sex may become, it is powered from the red ray, and that primary energy is necessary to include in the vibration of sexual offering and experience. The physical vehicle which provides the means of locomotion through this third density illusion for each of its inhabitants is a conscious and intelligent portion of the same creator that creates all experience within and beyond your illusion. Thus, the physical body is a being with a 264, chapter 9. Sex and relationships type of concept system which operates in what seems to be an independent fashion from the mind and spirit complexes, in that the physical vehicle is nourished by the constant application of dhyan, movement and the qualities of fertility, shall we say, that are associated with the root or base energy center. 6. When the root chakra is excited by attraction to a potential mate, interest rises, quickly or gradually, and an increasing infatuation may descend. We find that this concept which you have called infatuation is the mental and emotional analog to the natural attraction of oppositely polarized biological sexes. This may be likened unto the magnet and the ion filing. There is no thinking required to bring the two together. Thus when an entity notices an attraction to one of the opposite biological sexual nature, the entity may seek further into in order that the attraction may be explored. When further into reinforces the initial attraction, then the mind and the emotions begin the processing of this catalyst and the beginning of what may later develop into that which you recognize as love is at hand. The so-called infatuation period, then, serves the purpose of drawing entities of similar vibratory complexes together in order that they may proceed upon the evolutionary path in a manner which is efficient and appropriate to each, that is, in the utilizing of the daily round of Levites as catalyst, that when pondered to a sufficient degree allows experience to be born and recorded within the significant portions of the self. Thus does the infatuation propel or, more clearly, provide the potential for the entities to propel themselves further along the path which each has chosen before the incarnation. 7. I cannot defend sex as altogether good, for we humans have perverted many things, including sex. Yet there is nothing more innocent and natural than sex as it arises from our body's very natures. The matter of to whom we are attracted is unique to each of us. If our first experiences are those of masturbation, we are probably not imprinting a decided sexual preference by our choice of about whom to fantasize, although I think over a long period of time, those Playboy models can indeed imprint a man's mind. Certainly, our first sexual experience of positive if plants a preference in our natures that can be enduring throughout the life. The experience of each entity's life includes a full list of imprinting situations. The instinal imprinting first shows itself as the mother suckles the newborn infant. There is a deep emotional content to this simpler which has lifelong consequences for the mother and for the 265, Chapter 9, Sex and Relationships Child. Again, that first experience of intimacy with the opposite sex creates an imprinting so that that first experience is instinctively retained as being the puff sexual experience, and the rest of the incarnation is affected by those circumstances which were local to that imprinting first experience. 8. This can be very unhandy. One thing that cut short Don Elkins and my very brief intimate life together was his imprinting experience, which had been when he was 15 and a cousin tied him face to face with a female relative. In the struggle to escape, things happened, and he was forever changed. I was perfectly willing to enter into the bondage he preferred when I grasped what he wanted, since it was a matter of using only scarves and soft things, but a woman with rheumatoid arthritis is not precisely the best candidate for being tied up. And Don soon intuited that I was doing this for him rather than looking forward to the next uncomfortable session with breathless interest. When he asked and found this was indeed the case, he simply ceased relating to me that way. I then assumed that he didn't feel attracted to me anymore. I was not a sexually confident or mature being at that time, having come from a failed engagement and a failed marriage dearly to him. If I encountered this situation now, I would systematically and in merry humor go out and purchase a sturdy bed with four posts, fit soft, secure cuffs to the four posts, and have my way with him whenever I pleased. I think he would have been pleased. But in those days, my confidence was looking up at the edge of a dime. In hindsight, I see that for Don and me, this was a glory that was not meant to endure. I see a great deal of destiny in our relationships being intended by us both for another level entirely, one of spiritual companionship and service. Some relationships are especially tangled. For those who are dealing with a mate or with the self in such a tangled situation, I encourage clear communication with our mates. Usually, something can be worked out that is comfortable and acceptable to both, if the pair do not get embarrassed or turned off by each other's limitations. If a sexual relationship remains seemingly impossible after loving and persistent communication, then it is well to look with care at the possibility that this relationship has more metaphysical than physical reason for being. But we need not give up the physical possibilities without thorough investigation and thought. The important thing in sex is to share whatever we have together in a loving and supportive way, to pamper each other and make each other feel good. Creating an atmosphere where it is safe to feel sexually hot, alive and good is a true gift of love. One dynamic that at first glance makes no sense is the variance in the ages of men's and women's sexual peaks. In general, a male is said to reach his 266, Chapter 9, Sex and Relationships peak at around age 20, whereas women reach their sexual peak a decade later. Those of RAS say, we must make clear distinction between the yellow ray, third density, chemical bodily complex and the body complex, which is a portion of the mind/body/spirit complex. The male, as you call this polarity, has an extremely arrive yellow ray desire at the space, time in its incarnation when its sperm is the most viable and full of the life-giving spermato. 9. Thusly, The red ray seeks to reproduce most thickly at the time when this body is most able to fulfill the red ray requirements. The yellow ray, chemical body complex of the female, as you call this polarity, must needs have a continued and increasing desire for the sexual intercourse, for it can only conceive once in one 15 to 18 month period, given that it carries the conceived body complex, bears it and suckles it. This is draining to the physical body of yellow ray. To compensate for this, the desire increases so that the yellow ray body is predisposed to continue in sexual congress, thus fulfilling its red ray requirement to reproduce as thickly as possible. The more, shall we say, integral sexuality or polarity of the body complex, which is a portion of the mind/body/spirit complex, does not concern itself with these yellow ray manifestations but rather follows the ways of the seeking of energy transfer and the furthering of aid and service to others or to the self. 10. So this dynamic is geared to fulfill the instinct of fertility, although as the Ra group says, we can move beyond this to the formation of a loving relationship. Fertility is a wanderer's issue. For many wanderers, children do not seem to be a part of the experience of sex. This includes myself, although consciously I have always wanted children. My life choices have consistently led me into situations where having children was either impossible or inappropriate. Questioner, I was wondering if there was some principle behind the fact that a sexual union does not necessarily lead to fertilization. I'm not interested in the chemical or physical principles of it. I'm interested in whether or not there is some metaphysical principle that leads to the couple having a child or not, or is it purely random? Ra, I am Ra. This is random within certain limits. If an entity has reached the seniority whereby it chooses the basic structure of the life experience, this entity may then choose to incarnate in a physical complex which is not capable of reproduction. Thus we find some entities which have chosen to be unfertile. Other entities, through free, 267, chapter 9, sex and relationships will, make use of various devices to ensure non-fertility. Except for these conditions, the condition is random. 11 Wanderers ask Jim and me concerning their homosexuality or bisexuality from time to time, especially since those of Ra are not particularly understanding about the issue. The Ra feel that it comes about because of overcrowding and aura infringement on a gross level. This gives homo or bisexuality a sense of being wrong or at least lesser stakes than heterosexuality. In this instance I disagree with the brothers and sisters of sorrow. I feel that sexuality is sexuality. The person to whom we are attracted may be male or female, but the attraction mechanism is the same. If you are bisexual or homosexual in nature, I encourage you to honor that sexuality and feel good about it, and make the choices that will place you in faithful, committed, ethical and loving relationships in which sex is shared as a part of a much more complete sharing of the intimacy of the self, just as I would encourage you to do if you are a heterosexual being. No coverage of sexuality would be complete without a look at impotence. There are some men and women who have a naturally weak sex drive, and in men this will often translate into the symptoms of secondary impotence, either premature ejaculation or no ejaculation even after prolonged swiving, occurring even during their 20s, and complete impotence occurring sometime thereafter. For such people, and for those whose impotence is caused by a medical problem, medicines such as Viagra may help, or the manual pump. However, for most men, occasions of impotence appear to be at least partly mental in nature, and due initially to some specific or deeper, general stress taking the attention and focus away from lovemaking. Jim and I have had a couple of patches of this in our 20 years together, and my observation is that sexuality is powerfully mental, and very vulnerable to what-if thinking, once it has happened. It is also very easy to repeat a lack of ability to have an erection when there is worry about whether it will occur. The solution Jim and I have found together is to press on. If the situation occurs, it is natural enough. It has happened, I would guess, to all men in every age and station at some point in their lives. My feeling is that reducing the importance of it is the key. enjoy the intimacy that is there, and if things work, fine, if they do not, let that be fine too. There will be a next time, things will get back to normal. Beyond my well experience is the time when a man knows that he is permanently impotent, or that he wishes not to have any more swiving in his life. In older people, this decision comes to most involuntarily due to impotence or equally involuntarily due to the illness or death of the mate. 268, Chapter 9, Sex and Relationships. However, I have known one couple who simply decided to end their intimate life, around age 80. Not beyond my experience are women I know who have never, ever felt pleasure in the act of sex. If our mates or we are at that point, then my suggestion is to let that be all right. As the Confederation entities say, it is not having sex that is important spiritually as much as it is feeling good about ourselves as sexual beings, and thusly opening the red ray and the lower energies in general. There may well be cures for individual persons in this situation, and certainly if we wish to, we can pursue that. But we can also decide to be content and accept what comes. It is a matter of our individual feelings and sense of what is right for us. There are many ways that sexual energy may be blocked. Extreme examples of this include rape and sadistic domination, as opposed to the more innocent forms of bondage. You will find, if you observe the entire spectrum of sexual prices among your peoples, that there are those who experience such gratification from domination over others either from rape or from other means of domination. In each case, this is an example of energy blockage which is sexual in its nature. The sexual energy transfers and blockages are more a manifestation or example of that which is more fundamental than the other way about. Therefore, as your peoples became open to the concepts of bellicosity and the greed of ownership, these various distortions then began to filter down through the tree of mind into body complex expressions, the sexual expression being basic to that complex. 12 According to those of Ra, Freud had it backwards. Our sexual blockages stem from our deeper cultural concepts, like aggression, greed and possessiveness, rather than the other way around. They describe these blockages. The first energy transfer is red ray. It is a random transfer having to do only with your reproductive system. The orange and the yellow ray attempts to have sexual intercourse create, firstly, a blockage if only one entity vibrates in this area, thus causing the entity vibrating sexually in this area to have a never-ending appetite for this suivity. What these vibratory levels are seeking is green ray suivity. There is the possibility of orange or yellow ray energy transfer, this being polarizing towards the negative, one being seen as abj rather than other self, the other seeing itself as plunderer or master of the situation. 13 Theoretically, then, there is no such thing as red ray blockage, although for more sensitive people, deeply felt threats to survival might constitute. 269, Chapter 9, Sex and Relationships Blockage. Prediably, in wartime or in dangerous situations, sexual desire arises. However, the orange ray blockage is probably the one with which we are most familiar, the bar-hopping booty seeker who never gets enough. She cannot get enough, for she is attempting to receive a gift of love, a green ray energy exchange. That is what the sexual nature craves, whether it knows it or not, and it restlessly prowls, looking for a partner with an attraction that persists. Such partners are likely to be far too well defended to be able to give generous gifts within the sexual experience, the idea being to share a good time with no strings attached. So the search goes on. Forever in a five in spiritual terms. Questioner, can you tell me the difference between orange and yellow ray elevation? I am going to work up from the red ray right on through the violet. We have covered red ray, so I would like to ask now what the difference is between yellow and orange ray elevation? Ra, I am Ra. The orange ray is that influence or vibratory pattern wherein the mind slash body slash spirit expresses its power on an individual basis. Thus power over individuals may be seen to be orange ray. This ray has been quite intense among your peoples on an individual basis. You may see in this ray the treating of other selves as non-entities, slaves or chattel, thus giving other selves no status whatever. The yellow ray is a focal and very powerful ray and concerns the entity in relation to, shall we say, groups, societies or large numbers of mind/body/spirit complexes. This yellow ray vibration is at the heart of bellicose ions in which one group of entities feels the necessity and right of dominating other groups of entities and bending their wills to the wills of the masters. The negative path, as you would call it, uses a combination of the yellow ray and the orange ray in its polarization patterns. These rays, used in a dedicated fashion, will bring about a contour with intelligent infinity. The usual nature of sexual interion, if one is yellow or orange in primary vibratory patterns, is one of blockage and then insatiable hunger due to the blockage. When there are two selves vibrating in this area, the potential for polarization through the sexual interion is begun, one entity experiencing the pleasure of humiliation and slavery or bondage, the other experiencing the pleasure of mastery and control over another entity. This way a sexual energy transfer of a negative polarity is experienced. 14. This service to self path of sexuality seems to me a dreary one indeed. The use of the heart chakra is eschewed by that path, since a full acknowledgement of the heart energy includes the awareness that we are all one. It's only, 270, chapter 9, sex and relationships funion, then, becomes influence over others. If we are involved in this kind of relationship, it is well to ponder this information, and evaluate our options. Unless we, ourselves, are on the path of service to self, it might be wise to avoid such sexual relationships, as a matter of loving ourselves and feeling worthy as sexual beings, but not better than, or less than, the mate. We need to evaluate, for ourselves whether there is love involved in our sexual relationships, and if there is none, how we feel about that. For the lack of love totally blocks green ray energy exchange. Questioner, you made the statement that before the veiling, sexual energy transfer was always possible. I would like to know what you meant by it was always possible and why it was not always possible after the veiling, just to clear up that point. Ra, I am Ra. We believe that we grasp your query and will use the analogy in your culture of the battery which lights the flashlight bulb. Two working batteries placed in series always offer the potential of the bulb's illumination. After the veiling, to continue this gross analogy, the two batteries being placed not in series would then offer no possible illumination of the bulb. Many mind/body/spirit complexes after the veiling have, through blockages, done the equivalent of reversing the battery. Questioner, what was the primary source of the blockages that caused the battery reversal? Before the veil there was knowledge of the bulb lighting technique, shall we say? After the veil some experiments created a bulb lighting, some resulted in no bulb lighting. Other than the fact that information was not available on methods of lighting the bulb, was there some root cause of the experiments that resulted in no bulb lighting? Ra, I am Ra. Iskua. Questioner, what was this root cause? Ra, I am Ra. The root cause of blockage is the lack of the ability to see the other self as the creator, or to phrase this differently, the lack of love. 15. We can also call this lack of love, lack of trust or fear. It may be seen that the lack of skill possessed by most at accepting a feeling of vulnerability to another or alien energy creates in both sexes a fear, the fear of the unknown, the fear of the different or alien. This fear is only intensified by the maturing of the physical bodies of male and, 271, chapter 9, sex and relationships female. If female or male carry these fears into their sexual relationships, these fears will become deepened and more fixed, for the power of sexual attraction is such that both male and female feel at risk and vulnerable at this insistent demand for nearness which the body complex has. Insofar as this nearness disturbs, the intimate experience shall be accounted a dangerous one, and its fruits, to an extent, will be squandered because of the profound fear of, shall we say, losing control, not only of the situation but of the very self. 16. So often, The most well-meaning person will give us catalyst in the form of lack of trust, fear or resentment. There are archetypal reasons for this dynamic of lack of trust, our very instinctual behavior with regard to sexuality. Now, let us move closer and gaze at the questions of using the dynamic balance betwixt male and female energies. One way in which it is possible to use the partnership of male and female is that both male and female remain deeply defended, shall we say, in the relationship against contamination from the dynamic other, be it male or female. In this type of dynamic there is very surely a true battle betwixt the sexes, for if the male is not interested in the strengths of the female mind and sees only the inconvenience of dealing with it, it will become more and more distant from the female energy, and less able to experience female energy in a positive, or fertile, way. Similarly, the more the female moves further into the intuition, and, shall we say, love for love or romance which marks the female energy, the less able the female will be to understand or experience the strengths of the archetypical male. 17 here, for example, is a typical complaint from an alienated wanderer. The sexual energy is probably the most important and difficult aspect of our being which we must learn to deal with coolly. Like most intelligent and imaginative people, I've always had a strong sex drive, but it was so closely bound up with idealism and love that it was a torture to me. Looking back, I can hardly believe how naive I was. 18. One interesting thing about this comment is that it is made by a male, not a female. Although the sentiment expresses a yearning for romantic love that is culturally more likely to be expressed by women, this is an extremely difficult and confrontive man, a true wanderer with sensibilities that wound himself and others frequently. Without being able to come into a good relationship with his own sexuality, his life has lost its power to heal. We as wanderers are very likely deeply to regret any sexual blockage and wish for. 272, Chapter 9, Sex and Relationships. Sexual energy transfer and mating with an open heart very much. But our different natures and the cultural differences in our upbringing mean that we will continue to offend each other almost predictably. Women have an archetypical tendency to be what this instrument would call bitches. Males have the archetypical tendency to be what this instrument calls pigs. These are pejorative terms. This instrument uses them because to speak them aloud takes some of the sting from that inevitable truth, for that element which seems bitchy is only the outcropping of that healthy tendency of Protean. The female fights with words. That to which it is reowing is that male nature which reaches indiscriminately, and no matter how far a male has come spiritually, the physical vehicle of that male will continue to reach indiscriminately. 19. It is a real voyage for a man who has been brought up in this culture to achieve alpha fidelity, the joyful, freeing kind that enhances rather than delimits experience. In terms of sex itself, it is well to come to see this dynamic, and its consequences. Men will tend to stray, and women will tend to speak with sharp tongues about that tendency. This situation is sometimes reversed, it is to be noted. If our sex life is trammeled by this situation where the other is wishing for more partners than we, or we are wishing for more partners than our relationship can offer, be aware that this is evidence of a lower chakra blockage, either orange ray, due to lack of trust of the partner, or yellow ray, usually having to do with the fact that the partners are involved in a marriage or settled relationship and it does not any longer feel new. Work with the fear behind this urge, rather than condemning the urge. If we can avoid it, do not stray when in a sexual relationship, but by all means see into this situation with forgiving and healing vision. With the advent of the opening of the heart within sexual liberty, the possibility of sexual energy transfer is offered. And, oh, what a relief it is. Questioner, could you define sexual energy transfer and expand upon its meaning, please? Ra, I am Ra. Energy transfer implies the release of potential energies across, shall we say, a potentiated space. The sexual energy transfers occur due to the polarizations of two mind/body/spirit complexes, each of which have some potential difference one to the other. The nature of the transfer of energy or of the blockage of this energy is then the fun ion of the inter-ion of these two potentials. In the cases where, 273, chapter 9, sex and relationships transfer takes place, you may liken this to a circuit being closed. You may also see this levity, as all experiential levities, as the creator experiencing itself. 20 In Green Ray there are two possibilities.